become a millionaire with $500. Is that even possible? Is that possible? But that's a question that came in here, and I think we should tackle it. The question goes, what to do with... Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about become a millionaire with $500. Is that even possible? Is that possible? But that's a question that came in here, and I think we should tackle it. The question goes, what to do with $500 for a marketing campaign to get a deal in the next 30 days? What do you do, I guess, with $500 to get a deal for a marketing campaign? To get a deal in the marketplace. So what are we talking about here? Just in case you're brand new here, we're talking about real estate wholesaling. It's an investing strategy in real estate that doesn't require money, your personal cash for capital. All it requires is you to understand that there's money and time investment that will be made. Any mix of those two, you can have just complete time or just complete money or a little mix of both. That's all you need. And when it comes to the money part, doesn't have to be your money. You just have to learn how to create strategic partnership and a creative partnership and then make money from the game by helping bring value to the life of other people. So it could be bringing life to the life of an investor. So investors buy to fix and flip. They buy properties that need work, right? And what they want to do is put some work into it, add some value to that property, and then list it back on the market with a real estate agent and sell it for a profit. Now, finding such deals, finding houses that people are willing to get rid of for a cheaper price, it's a fit, it's a work, it's a professional endeavor, right? And we call that real estate wholesaling, to actually find the deals. They pay you when you find those deals, you lock them under contract, you sell the rights to those contracts. The particular finding those deals is actually marketing, okay? Your marketing and targeting list, like pre-foreclosures, tax delinquencies, divorce, life events that are unfortunate but happens, unfortunately, and that makes people want to get rid of a property, that makes properties turn to liabilities for people instead of assets, that makes them want to pawn the house, so to say, right? So it happens with other products, it happens in real estate as well too. So finding them is really a skill set that can be very lucrative, can pay you anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000 per deal from my personal experience. It can pay you a lot more than that. There are people that have made $150,000, $200,000 from one deal, okay? And now average $20,000, $30,000 can go as low as $1,000 per deal. It just depends on the scenario, but the heart of the game, the heart and the sign of the game is finding these deals. It's marketing, essentially, mastering marketing. And as we're getting into the digital age, we're getting more into digital marketing. Like, When we say digital marketing or social media marketing and things like that, we're not saying that because the machines just decided to change. We're saying that because people changed. People change where their attention is. You walk around town, you see people on their phone, you on the subway, in the subway, in the train, in the buses, just around town as they're walking down the street, you see them on their phone, they're glued to their phone, as opposed to 40 years ago when they were glued to a newspaper, okay? I agree that some people that are still glued to the newspaper, right? But the bottom line here is that if you want to learn marketing, you have to learn digital age marketing. And that's what we cover here extensively, okay? So the question that says, what would you do with $500 if that's all you have for marketing campaign? If that's all you have for marketing campaigns within the next 30 days? There are a couple of things I need to address, okay? $500 is not a lot of money, but it's a lot of money, okay? It depends on where your mind is, okay? It depends on what we're talking about. It depends on context, okay? It's not a lot of money if it's one time stagnant. It's a lot of money if you can have $500 every month. So the question is that, do you have $500 every month, or you just have it one time? And this is an ultimatum type of, basically the $500 represents an ultimatum for you. That means it's ultimatum. Let's go a little further. You say for a marketing campaign, congratulations that you know that there must be some kind of marketing. There's a lot of people that come into the game that don't realize this is about marketing. You see them talking about working for dollars. You see them talking about driving for dollars, collecting data without thinking, wait, I still have to market, meaning reaching people at some point. Either you like it or not, you're gonna have to spend time or money or a mixture of both on reaching people. And that's where the work is. The work is not in collecting data. Collecting data is the start. You can collect data for pennies on the internet. But when it comes to reaching out, sending letters, direct mail, all this stuff, cold calling, right? Those are the places where you find deals. When you actually talk to real human beings or they reach out to you, we call that inbound marketing, right? That's where you know that you're in the game. If all you're doing is collecting data, you're not in the game, there's a very good chances that you will never get in the game properly, okay? If you already bought into the idea of driving for dollars, right? Now, if you have people driving for dollars for you, that's a different ball game entirely. We'll call that driving for dollars enterprise. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about driving for dollars personal. That means you don't value time. That means you don't value digital age. That means you don't value leverage, and that's a big problem in entrepreneurship. Okay, that's a big problem. So let me keep going. So congratulations if you know this marketing. He said to get a deal in the next 30 days. Another ultimatum, another big red flag. The first ultimatum is $500 one time. That's an ultimatum, right? The second ultimatum is 30 days. You're giving yourself ultimatum. If you're gonna give yourself ultimatum for 30 days to win in this game, you might as well quit. I do have 11dayschallenge.com here, but the idea is to get up and set up in 11 days. I will never promise you that you will make money in 11 days. Doesn't make any sense. Now I can get you all set up in 11 days. Now it's time to get to work and just start fueling the machine, right? Fueling, oiling the machine, right? But setting up the machine can be done in 11 days or less with our 11dayschallenge.com. So when you have two ultimatum here, that's red flags. I will fix that. So $500, can you have that every month? If you don't close a deal for the next 1 year, are you going to be okay if you're spending $500 every month? That's the question. That's the real question to be answered. And I don't care if you think you have time, money, either way, one of the two. We can have further conversation, but that's the question. If you have $500 every month, you're in a better position. If you have $500 just one time, it's very bad. Let me give you the kicker. If you have $500,000 one time and you can't promise you're gonna have every month, it's bad. It's just as bad because it's a lake of money and you're gonna finish it. You're just gonna finish on BS. You're gonna gamble away with that money and you will never see results because you have $500,000 and it's probably some kind of windfall money that you're now asking question, how can I turn this to $1 million? You're looking for turning it to $1 million. You're not thinking business. How can I grow a business is the better question. Okay, 30 days. No, can you have 30 days for the next 12 months? And then we can have a conversation. So if you want to set up a real system, marketing system, if you want to set up a real business so you can make money like the rest of us in real estate wholesaling, like a real business owner, let's go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Go get this so you can learn the three core pillars to doing that. Okay, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. If you go there right now, I'll give you a bonus. Real Estate Money Secrets, my second book, and they're both available in audiobook as well as Kindle paperback if that's what you prefer. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.